You are really stopping fast. Okay. You could have just taken the lead while I was laughing. Okay, we gotta restart.
No, we don't. Sir, we're like 30 seconds in. Let's get it together here. Okay. So you're Sarah and you're laughing, surprise. And I'm Dave. And this is
Never
for.
gonna be a professional podcast. Go.
Or why don't you just take over like you just did?
I didn't take over. Go on. I
This
had
is
some.
for all 7 people who listened last
I know,
week.
it's darn quarantine.
Yeah.
It's for the birds.
I know.
But man, we have a lot of stuff going on despite being quarantined.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Wow.
been a good one.
Really has. I have zero complaints.
Did you turn the notifications off so
No, but
that
I'm
we
gonna see
don't?
if I could do not disturb from here.
Oh, yeah.
There. On for 1 hour.
Okay, good. Yeah, because if not,
I
then.
don't know if it goes. Hopefully, it correlates to watchy and phone.
Well, we'll find out.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Yeah, got a lot of good content already in a minute and a half.
Sarah's laughing. Dave's Bert staring her, rolling his eyes. But then he thinks, man, this is why I married her. She's so funny. She doesn't take life seriously. Right?
Yes,
No?
dear. Go for it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll roll with it.
Yeah. So, when was our last podcast?
Sunday.
Last Sunday?
Yes, 8 days ago.
Okay.
I think they missed us.
Oh, yeah. All 7 of them.
I know. People listen at least.
I know one person who listened.
I know. Other people just don't tell us.
Yeah.
Somebody else commented how they listened that heard that, and I forget who it was. I know, of course I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is textbook me.
It's no surprise.
Preach it. Preach it. So,
Best takeaways since last Sunday. Go.
that's always hard for me.
Okay, good. David ran his first sub 5-minute mile,
That was a highlight.
and I was there.
That was great.
Yeah.
You had one of your fastest times around the circle on base. Really good bike ride. One of your
It
fastest
was
bike rides
the,
over.
yeah. And I ran a, my mile was just under 7:30.
Yeah, mine was not.
No, but you ran a mile.
Well,
Isaac ran as well.
ran.
Yeah.
Let's air quote that. So, I mean, the scale's not really going up at this point, so I mean, that's a highlight.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, still.
I had another, was it 2 bike rides at
Oh, we did. We
Friday
had.
and Sunday?
We just went ham for the weekend.
Yeah.
This, like, being at home, no commute, and, other people not having things going on in the evenings really helps free us up with, having projects done and other stuff taken care of, where we don't have to fit a whole bunch of extra stuff in on the weekend.
Really does.
Really, it does.
Even over the weekend, we got to meet Isaac's girlfriend's family. That was nice.
Yes, that was. It was. They. It was really cute.
Yeah, you had your best Pampered Chef month ever.
I did have my best month ever. I'm hoping to have a. It's going.
Yes.
I'm hoping to have my second best month ever, and by that means I mean 2 in a row, like making this month even better.
Or back to back, if you will.
Oh, yeah, maybe that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited. There's a lot of good stuff going on in the Pampered Chef world.
Yeah, you made some more beef jerky. Not much to
Oh,
show for it.
it's gone.
Yeah.
That's why I only make it here and
It
there.
was good.
Because
Oh,
we
it's
just like
so good.
suck that stuff up. Thankfully, it's not near as ex- I mean, that was a lot more jerky than we would have bought at the store for the same price.
That's good because we eat a considerable amount of it.
I know. make it once a month.
Yeah. We've had some good stuff. We had fish tacos last night. We had breakfast for dinner tonight that included biscuits and gravy.
I love me some biscuits and gravy. I just used mine with hash browns. That was really good.
That was good.
And some really good watermelon.
I didn't have any of the watermelon.
I know. You're disappointing. You could have another fruit for snack time or something.
Yes, dear. I had, you know what
you
I had?
Kiwi. I saw the
No,
the
I didn't have. I had kiwi, I had strawberries, and I had blueberries.
Oh, that's a good boy.
Yeah.
Good boy.
During my meeting where the kids were really loud and I was sitting there, I was that guy on the webcam.
Oh my
eating.
God. Yeah, I was gone for way too long today.
Yeah.
For my, like, they called me to move my appointment up. And they're like, hey, we got 11:20. And then it's like 12:20 something. She comes walking in. I'm like, for the love of God, why did I come early?
Did you ask them that? Or did
no.
you talk to them?
Well, no, because they get run. All it takes is one patient to have to, like, throw everything off.
Yeah.
So I made sure I was not keeping her running behind. And of course, you know, then they got to run sanitation practices even more.
Yes.
So, but another appointment down.
Yeah, not bad.
I know. So the clinic is still way quieter than what it was because not everybody's coming in. They're keeping it to, you know, appointments they have to follow up with.
Yeah.
So, which isn't bad. Yeah, I did enjoy it. Isaac did something good. What did Isaac do good? I think just the girlfriend.
He did his video today for the band.
Yeah, for section leader.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, like I said, when I was angry with him last week, when I told him his arguing better be put to good use. And so, his persuasion. So, hopefully that's the case.
Yeah. He's too smart for his own good.
Oh, gosh. Amen. Sometimes. He argues too well and has too many feelings.
Yes.
It's a blend of everybody. Of course, I don't really like the unpleasant feelings.
Yeah, you were upset, what is it, yesterday, just over a pair of bicycle shorts.
Yeah.
They ended up being just fine.
They were fine, but man, I got myself all worried because I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I just wanted to go on a bicycle ride.
Wanted to make you a sandwich.
Now you're going to have to explain that.
Well, Dave and the boys joke about how when I was pregnant with David, Dave remembers specifically, and I vaguely remember it, we're sitting there, and I had asked Dave if I could get him anything or make him a sandwich. He says, no, I'm fine. Well, apparently, I got myself all upset and hurt feelings because I thought maybe, you know, he didn't like me or didn't. I don't know what the heck I was thinking about it. But I start crying. He's like, he asked me what's wrong, and I tell him I just wanted to make him a sandwich.
Yeah, I really didn't know how to respond to that.
I don't know that you did. I mean, aside from just giving me a hug.
Yes.
And, you know, reiterating that sometimes it's just not my job to, like, pick up and, you know, do that stuff for you. You're a plenty independent human being.
Right.
Remember David's special? His sandwiches?
Oh, and his sloppies? Yeah.
My gosh, he was so adorable.
Yeah, I couldn't be much more impressed with him and how hard he's working and how he's being so, like, positive and productive, like, while being home.
Oh, I know. Like, well, he's also a little bit of, not like a total people pleaser, but he will make sure he avoids conflict if he can control that part. By yeah. doing what, you know, certain things. But he actually likes to work hard.
Yeah, it's difficult here for him because he's mostly surrounded by you know, not very smart and not very hardworking, so that doesn't help. But yeah. Now that he's just home with us and he only interacts, like, with the kids that he wants to, I mean, he couldn't be happier.
It's true. He's adorable. Yeah. I can't wait. Well, actually, I can wait till he moves out because, I mean, I will miss my children.
I'm pretty sure you'll cry when he leaves.
Oh, I'll cry a lot of times. Yeah. Trust me, I'll cry a lot of times.
Our senior.
Almost.
Yeah.
2 weeks, we can officially call him that.
Yeah. And if in any way, shape, or form, we could make it to where he goes to school for his senior year in Ohio, I would be ecstatic about it. So would he.
He would.
Yeah.
He would. Man, we're going to be down a helper around the house.
Yeah, Isaac doesn't know what's coming.
Thankfully, if we move to Ohio between now and then, that means a smaller yard. So that's less yard work.
Yeah. Poor Isaac's not going to know what's coming.
No, trust me, he likes having his girlfriends, and he's plenty social. He's going to make do, but he will miss David. I mean, them doing trick shots in the front yard.
Yeah.
Over the house today.
Isaac did a good job videoing that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do their... They're always using their cameras and their phones.
Yeah.
Nothing else. That's something that this generation can do is take a video.
Right. Right.
Oh, I love my bubbies. I do. So, even though they're so tall, like, you know, like, Isaac's not that much taller than you, but man, when I hug him... I feel like he's, like, so much taller. Yeah.
Well, that's because he's 14.
Yeah, but it's like when I come in and wrap around, I think your shoulders are just enough lower than his.
Yeah.
To where I don't fit under yours as much as he does. I fit under his.
Yeah. I think he's going to be able to grow one heck of a beard, too.
And yours is looking nice. Dave has quite the
amazing
quarantine beard.
Yeah.
Just normal beard, really.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what he does with it next.
With what, my beard?
Yeah.
I mean, what else am I going to do? Like, braid it or something?
We could. I don't want to do that. That's too much work for me. Ooh.
Yeah, you had a Pampered Chef order.
Oh, good. Sorry, that was one of my other ones.
It's a big one. That's a big one.
I love you so much.
I love you so much,
so,
too.
Man, it's going to be 90 degrees for the next 2 days. It reached close to 90 today, and it's supposed to be 98 for the next couple days, and then back down to the 80s. But I am not looking forward to the summer weather.
Yeah, I think it's...
See, yours is a little different than what the other one, aren't like the KET, not KETV, that guy. I still like... That is Nebraska's, is KETV. I don't know why.
That's because you won't, like, you don't want to acknowledge that we're currently living in Alabama. Like, that's really what it is.
There's been a lot of things. Oh, so funny.
Yeah, like, for us on our own. Okay, yeah, it says...
Yeah, yeah. See, 91, 90. Ugh.
It'll be nice for...
Yeah, it'll be in the 80s. I mean, that's what you guys want to hear about, is us talking about the weather.
Yeah, the boys have been, like, in the pool and all that.
Oh, we were in the hot tub the other day. It was so refreshing just to be able to sit out there and enjoy time together.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Oh, I loved it. It's amazing.
Too. I almost said, let's get back in today. Of
after
course,
our bike ride.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to go back up to Birmingham for a while. That sucks a lot of time out of my day. I don't mind. I mean, thankfully, I have the flexibility to be able to do that.
Yeah. When we get to Dayton, you can do Dayton, Cincinnati,
Columbus.
Or Columbus, and it'll be less of a drive.
That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
It's scary and funny. Oh, man. I just can't even imagine. Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I have been loving our church services.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Even though sometimes the boys are a little annoying during service, yeah. And you.
What?
Yeah, like when the dog the other day putting your arm in his beak. And we do call the dog snouts, like in their mouths, their beaks. Yeah. So I don't even want to know what's going on.
It sounds like we have a guest speaker.
What did he do again?
Okay.
We're not going to disclose that information.
We might have to cut this short due to a clogged toilet by the same culprit that did it, you know, earlier in quarantine.
He says, I know you're on podcast. I'm sorry. I did not send David. Shoot. You guys, this is real life.
Yes.
Tell him next time David needs to keep his mouth shut. David doesn't know how to do things quietly. He might have gotten that from me.
Yes.
I don't know. You're not necessarily quiet either, though. Yes. So, well, anyways.
Yeah, well, I guess we gotta get going.
Oh, it's only 16 minutes, too. Yeah. This was horrible. The people are gonna stop listening to us. Nothing of value.
Do you want me to go snake the toilet while you keep talking?
No, do you even know how to?
Yes.
No, I don't want to by myself. I don't even want to know what's going on up there. Sometimes I like to just pretend like things aren't going on.
Yeah, internet access, I'd prefer for them to just like live in the basement. You know?
Oh boy, people.
Yes.
Ask them if they need help.
Okay. Are you in danger?
You guys, this is our life.
We'll see what they come back with. Yeah. Yeah, pretty happy.
I am. All I do is I hear yelling through our closed door in our bedroom, and they're upstairs.
Oh, Isaac unclogged it.
All good. Tell them we're proud.
Yes, yeah, proud of you, bud.
Isaac. Okay. Well then.
Yeah.
Well then, welcome to the exciting world of Dave and Sarah. And teenage boys. And I'm really going to miss... What are we going to do when they move out? Like, what excitement are we going to have? We cannot continue to podcast when they move out in 3 years.
What? We're going to have all sorts of stuff to talk about.
Like, what?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know how often. I probably won't even wear pants.
I'm excited. My sister's finally getting a dog.
Yeah, you can't say that. What if one of her kids listens to this?
It'll be by the time they have the dog. Give her the disclaimer.
When are they getting them the dog?
This weekend, I think. So exciting.
It's pretty soon then.
I know. Finally. And then when we see them this summer, we can have a puppy play date. And by a puppy play date, I mean, you know, Zeke and Lacey getting to meet her dog, which will be a female. And it's going to be adorable. I mean, they all have German Shepherd in them. One will just have a lot more than ours.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be exciting.
So exciting. So, man, so many great things. I'm reading an excellent book.
Yeah.
Tried to read a whole bunch today, and Zeke came and put his nose right on the book, wanting me to pet him.
Yeah, they basically expect like 24/7 attention these days.
They want to be around somebody all the day. And my God, they have us trained. Like even this evening after it's dark at 8 p.m., they thought they were going to go OUT to play.
Yeah.
Because we hadn't taken them out there yet
They did get to ride in the van.
Oh yeah, up the driveway because you decided to let them out. What was their whining or barking?
Both. Well, you were...
I couldn't hear.
End of the driveway talking to the mail lady. I know. They were going nuts, Sarah.
I know, heaven forbid I talk to our poor mail lady who's been swamped, and God bless her. Have to do a nice little gift.
Yeah.
Figure out a little
or something. At least clean the bird poop off of the mailbox again.
She don't touch that part, so.
Yeah. So it's not very aesthetically pleasing.
No, well, we'll get plenty of that. Get the yard fixed this month, too, on that one spot.
Oh, yeah.
Real excited about that.
Yeah.
It'll gotta finish good. Wiping down walls.
It'll look good for the next owner.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, on that side of the hill, you really can't see it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good. But got to keep the landscaping looking nice, because that really makes the house stay put together, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I killed two of your plants with my.
I have to replace those.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually going to put a couple more plants out around the pool that are a little more hardy that I don't have to keep replacing every year. Keep bugs away. So that'll be real exciting.
Yes.
So many good things.
Yeah.
We got some little projects, nothing major. But just keeping the house, like, I actually want to go through my clothes again and take some more things out of my closet. Not to necessarily give away or anything, but just pull out so it kind of declutters the closet. And I'll keep them for a little while and then reassess.
Yeah, we got Mother's Day this coming weekend.
I know, and we're not buying me anything.
Where are we?
I don't know. That's not my plan. I don't know what we're going to do because
I don't want to buy you anything that makes you cry again. It's like upset and stressed out crying.
Yeah, well, I didn't want you to feel like you wasted money or, you know, like I was not being grateful for you thinking to buy me something that I didn't ask for.
Yeah, my main concern at that point was going out and being one with my bicycle. And I was.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
And I had a grand old time. I was listening to my podcast, just riding along on my cruising bike. It was great. I can't wait to get some trails and just do that where I don't... Because that flatter path and trail is nice with that. Like, it's the hills that are horrible with the comfort bikes. But they're not made for hills.
Right.
They're not made for you to go up big hills and go fast. Those are just for a nice, like, medium workout.
Yeah.
Just to get some activity, go out and do something fun. But I was happy to be able to use my road bike with very few issues.
You did a good job.
I know. I love my bike. Both of my bikes. I mean, you do have a couple of bikes yourself.
Yeah.
Just a few.
The one is really like an indoor trainer.
But you did do your half Ironman with it.
Oh, yeah. I could never part with that, baby.
Frank.
Yeah. It'll be a piece of art someday.
Maybe. Yeah. In our yard. Like around it. We'll plant flowers around it.
No, it'll be in my office.
Oh, well, that's
I want it
dumb.
To rust. Like it snows and stuff where we're going.
We'll cover it.
Yeah.
We'll do a polyurethane coat or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right type of coat. I'm not really a specialist on that.
No.
Actually, I need to seal the front door and stuff again. We might need to pressure wash them first. Got a couple of small things I want to take care of. I just need to get them on the list and then figure out what I'm going to do, plan of attack. It might be the fact of the matter. You say, hey, let's do this on this day, and then that really helps get me moving to do something different.
Or I say, hey, guess where I got a job?
Yeah, and then we have to just hurry and do some final things just to kind of really freshen things up some.
Yeah.
Because that's really what things need.
Right.
Just to be freshened up a little bit. I don't know. We're incredibly lucky to have such a nice house and a nice setup and I mean, really a good job right now. We don't really have, I mean, while we don't prefer to be here, like, it's not horrible.
Exactly.
Like, things are good.
Yep. Couldn't
not
be
ideal.
A lot worse.
Yep. Not ideal sometimes, but I think it gives us some value to what we really wanted.
Right.
Sometimes you have to have something that you kind of don't want to see what was really the most important thing.
Yeah, right.
Knocking on some wisdom there. I like it. So, what other things? What do we have coming up this week? Anything exciting?
We might be picking up my tandem bicycle.
Ooh, yes. And I hope to do another bike ride with you this week. What do you think?
At least one. Well, it's Mother's Day weekend, so you get to pick whatever I want.
I can do it all whatever the time. You want. Yeah. I know. I gotta decide. So many good options. I just don't even know. I'm going to have to start thinking about it. That's the problem. What happens is I get paralyzed when there's so many options. I just don't know which one to choose. Yeah. So then I just opt to do the same old, same old.
Right.
It's just kind of how I roll. Which isn't a horrible thing. I mean, it's not like I don't mind doing the same old, same old.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's nice just to do something different. Like us doing the hot tub after our bike ride the other day.
It's pretty nice.
I know. Weather was perfect.
Yep.
So many great things. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll probably sit outside and play with the dogs. And you're off on Friday. Mm-hmm. We could even do an early morning bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
So excited.
Yeah. Pretty happy about that.
I know. I'm so excited. So, anything else we could wrap up?
Looking forward to hearing from the boys.
Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go hope that they didn't make a huge mess.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well.
They gotta go do dishes, and I actually have to clean my dinner dishes. I used more pans than I normally do tonight, so. And yeah. I don't like to leave a messy kitchen at night. Because then I gotta wake up and have a dirty kitchen in the morning, and it just drives me nuts when I do.
Yeah.
So, I may as well. Anyways, everybody, have an amazing week, and we can't wait to catch up more with you guys here soon. I'm sure we're going to have an exciting story or two. If you're a Facebook follower, be sure to check out the trick shot that David made that we posted to Facebook. It was a great one. We always love hearing who's watching. Well, listening, not watching. Jeez, where am I? All right. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.